All right, guys, what's going on? I'm Dennis Latiati, and I'll be your host for The Darn Diaries today, and you're listening to another episode of, obviously, The Darn Diaries. Okay, so I haven't recorded in a while, so I apologize for that, but I did record a last-minute podcast I did, like, last week. It was I suppose it was a tribute to my grandparents, or my late-grandparents, whom I never really talk a lot about, but I discussed that in full length. It was just to kind of remember the times and, you know, kind of outlining of the, you know, the huge role they played in a part of my life, especially growing up. And I wouldn't be standing here in front of you in front of the camera if it wasn't for them in one way or another. So, yeah, you know, life's been pretty great lately. I realized, you know, I took a moment of time of like to really reflect on myself on, like, you know, what are some of the things that are making me stressed out? What are some of the things that are making me, you know, demotivated and not want to, you know, pursue the things that I sought out to pursue in the first place? Because, like, I remember when I was, like, you know, going out of college, I was like, yeah, you know, I have this plan set up. You know, 2 or 3 months prior to my college completion date, I had everything planned out and things were already running, and I was just going to continue that and I'm just going to go full throttle on that. But then, like, when the time came, you know, when I finished college and everything like that, classes were done, no homework, no assignments, no projects, just personal ones, it all becomes very real in a sense that, you know, now you have to hold yourself accountable, right? It's no longer like your instructors chasing you down, like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, or deadlines chasing you, like, hey, you know, you have an assignment due next Tuesday and another assignment due next Thursday or something like that. No, right now it's just like, do it in your own time, schedule it for yourself, and see where it takes you, right? Because, like, here's the thing, like, in college, right, you're working towards a grade, you're working towards a GPA, you're working towards, you know, this whole monarchy, this whole, how do you say this? I want to say, like, point system in which you have to achieve a certain threshold in order to receive a certain, you know, indicator of how successful you are in a particular section, course, topic, or, you know, I suppose phase, you know, whether it be a midterm or a project or whatnot, right? But when you're doing your personal projects, when you're carrying out your own endeavors, your own projects, your own startups, businesses, you know, it's different because, like, you don't really know the outcome, right? It's not something that you intuitively know. It's something that you have to create along the way. So, you know, I always treat my podcast like a business, if you will. You know, like, I plan out logistics, you know, what kind of, you know, people do I want to serve, what kind of, like, you know, audience am I targeting towards, who's this content for, and how can I make it a better experience for them, for you guys, right? And I tried, you know, various, I suppose, means, if you will, which reminds me, I have to do that because I might do a YouTube channel soon. So I'm so sorry for the orientation fix there, but I hope it's all right now. Yeah, so I'm just gonna have to focus on the camera there. But yeah, you know, things have been pretty, how do you say this? Been pretty good in that aspect because, like, you know, hang on, let me just circle back. As I was saying, I was just trying to figure out things that would, you know, make it work well for you guys. And, you know, how would I want to view this podcast if I were an audience, right? That's something that I always have to take into account. And, you know, I received, like, one comment from TikTok. There was this user that viewed my previous TikTok video. She commented on it and she said that, you know, it's too slow, you know, that's why I'm talking a little bit faster now. So, like, I really appreciate those kind of feedback, and, you know, I really want to try to better myself in that sense. And I guess the reason why, just kind of sidetrack a little bit, why I talk a little bit slow is because, like, it helps me gather my thoughts more clearly. And, you know, like I was taught from an interpersonal communications course that, you know, if you want to be able to convey your thoughts more clearly and be able to kind of pace your conversation or pace the talk, you gotta slow down a little bit, you know, because the faster you talk, sometimes you tend to slip up and then like you get lost in ideas, just like I did before. But yeah, you know, those are the things that I take into account. So, you know, there's a lot of things to like think about, but like, you know, you have to always remind yourself that, you know, if you want to achieve that big of an impact, for me, honestly, like, I don't really need, like, you know, to be the top podcaster in Canada or in Indonesia or in the world. You know, I just hope to be able to at least, like, from the beginning, I always told this to myself, you know, I only needed one like, one comment, and one listen for every episode. That's it. That's all I need, you know, and I'll be a happy man. Because ultimately, I set out this project in the first place because I came from a very dark place, in a sense where I came from, you know, I hit rock bottom, and, you know, I didn't really know what to do until I was reminded of the one thing that always kept me calm, something that I loved doing, that was just to talk in front of the camera and just be myself without any judgment or whatnot, you know. And that brought me pure joy, and I decided to, you know what, why not share this to, you know, to my friends or to the public, really. And that's what I did. And, you know, I suppose it's been 2.5 years now of doing this, and yeah, it's still going pretty solid. We have, I'm not sure, I might need to check this, but I think we have about 60 plus episodes already. So yeah, that's pretty something. And, you know, I hope to keep going, and I hope to be able to post this on YouTube as well, something that I've been like eyeing myself towards, but I never really did, I guess. But now I'm like, you know, planning things ahead, so stay tuned. But yeah, I suppose after like the whole, you know, week of reflection that I took, I realized that, you know, some of the things that I stress about is because, or the reason why I stress about those things is because, like, I've never really taken any action towards it. It's like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, why am I not getting any jobs or whatnot? But then I realized that, you know, have you seen your last resume? You know, have you viewed your wording? Have you, you know, checked some of the guidelines that are available online? Are there some things that you can tweak? Are there some templates that you can look up on the internet that can help you land an interview with a better chance, for example? So, like, just this morning I was reviewing my resume, right, for a barista job in Starbucks. And I compared it side to side with the, you know, best examples, let's say. And I realized that a lot of it is because I had irrelevant experience, right? It was a good experience, right? No doubt, it was impressive. But, like, is it tailored to the job? It's not. So I had to tweak it and, you know, find some other, like, things that I did in the past that helped me, that could better, you know, I suppose, help me land this job, right? Because, like, to be honest with you, like, I think I really just need to land a side quest first as a job, just to, you know, kind of ride the wave, and until I can actually, you know, get started on my career as a content writer, right? Although, like, I'm working on some of the things on the side, but still, you know, like, it's tough out there, but, like, you know, you gotta make the best out of what's available and just keep at it, you know, just keep at it. And, you know, I sometimes forget to enjoy life. You know, I'm just stressing about so many things, like, you know, oh, when I get out of college, I need to get a job, and then I need to find a girlfriend. You know, and now I get on all these dating apps and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. But then, like, I realize, you know, like, what's the whole rush? What's the whole rush? You know, why are you so agitated? Why are, you know, who are you trying to impress? What are you trying to prove, right? So these things are, like, circling through my mind. And, like, you know, I kind of have to take a step back and like just focus on what's the bigger picture here, you know? So I know it's a little bit a bit of a touchy subject, but like, you know, something that I've been kind of like struggling with is my faith. You know, I was born and raised a Christian, but I never really, you know, understood what it meant to be one. And I never really understood what the words I was reading from a day-to-day basis, because it was just something that was so routine, if you will. And that was until, you know, people who are close to me have, you know, reached out to me. They've, you know, introduced me into, you know, a Bible study, essentially. And, you know, what that meant and what's the approach that they took in, you know, reading the word and whatnot. And, you know, really, I suppose, truly immersing themselves into what it meant to be a Christian. And, you know, I think that's something that I want to embark on eventually, you know. And aside from that, it's been going pretty great, and you know, the support is immense and whatnot, but I won't go too much into that. And you know, I respect whatever you believe in, whatever religion. If you're an agnostic, an atheist, that's fine. That's, you're entitled to your opinion and your beliefs. I respect that, and you do you, you know. But I'm just here to share what's been, you know, going about in my head and whatnot. But yeah, those are basically it. And you know, in terms of like my love life, well, I've been taking like kind of a break from the dating apps, just because like, I don't know, it's like, you know, what am I really looking for? Is it, you know, I don't mind going on a few dates and whatnot, but like, I don't know if that's a priority right now. You know, I guess like, if it comes, then let it. If it goes, then let it, I suppose. So I'm just gonna like, I suppose, go with the motion in terms of dating, and like, yeah, we'll see, I guess. I mean, I have a run club, and like, you know, there are a few like, you know, cute ones, and like, but for now I'm just like just trying to get to know them as people. That's about it. And then we'll see. But yeah, you know, other than that, I signed up for a half marathon. It's gonna be later in June, and the weekend, and you know, it's a half marathon, but you know, it's still something that I really have to prepare for. I honestly signed up impulsively, just because like that was the only half marathon available in the nearest time, because the BMO marathon sold out, unfortunately. But the train's been going pretty great. I'll highlight a few clips throughout this conversation, but yeah, it's been going pretty great. For like non-runners out there, I usually do a slow run once, and then I do fast runs, and then I do a really long run at whatever pace I want. But I usually try to like go for a more slower pace, just because like a slower pace, just because it keeps my heart rate down, and essentially it makes you more efficient, right? It makes you more efficient. So if you ever want to get into running, get into it. I highly recommend it. But yeah, you know, it's a great way to release all the stress that's been going on in my life, which is great. Releasing the stress, not the stress. But yeah, I don't know what else to talk about, to be honest with you. Yeah, I think that's about it, really. Thanks for watching. I think this is gonna be my second YouTube video here or now, or podcast, if you're, I don't know what you call this. But yeah, stay tuned. I'll try to kind of build a system out of this, just to make it more consistent. But until then, thanks for watching. Please hit the like button, subscribe, or follow if you're on Spotify. Please. Okay. All right. Cheers, guys. I hope you enjoy your day and week. Ciao.